Remember the Ed, the donkey from Nashville?
He was a zebra.
Zebra. Man, what is wrong with me? I mean, that's kind of rhetorical, but I think we can all make a list.
The zebra was voiced by Eddie Murphy.
That could happen. I might say that. Because he was in that Shrek movie.
Yeah, anyway. Zoolander.
8% of your job I could do. What percent of my job can I do, Steve?
I think you're down to 4 today.
Yeah, right? 8 miles left in the gas tank. Well, the owners, after getting Ed back, have spoken to Inside
Edition. The zebra has finally been captured after sending social media into a frenzy following his escape 9 days ago.
He's just spinning.
This poor guy.
He's must be going through the mind of a zebra who is being dangled underneath a rickety-looking helicopter to be airlifted back into the sanctuary.
I still don't understand why sanctuary. He needed to be airlifted.
Or a private couple who owned him for one day before he went on the adventure of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just put him in a truck?
I don't know. Like, why did they have to, like, carry him?
What a feisty zebra Ed turned out to be, galloping along a road.
There's a tag on him, too.
Going so fast, he almost face-planted.
Oh!
The pet zebra, who's 4 years old, was bought by Taylor and Laura Ford.
She is entirely too hot to be buying zebras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? This is not chimp love like I imagined.
Yeah, look at that ranch that they're living on, though.
She is married to a vanilla ape.
They got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Ford, the day after they brought him to their farm in Rutherford County, Tennessee, he skedaddled.
It's been a journey to say the least.
How did the zebra get out?
We're not 100% sure, but we know that there was not like a gate or a fence that was broken or a gate that was left open.
We didn't even have a gate.
I think that it probably just hopped. Just jumped over the fence.
Home surveillance tape captured Ed roaming a neighborhood. He was also spotted taking a leisurely stroll through a pasture.
Our biggest concern was that we didn't want anyone to get hurt trying to look for him or for him to cause a car accident or for him to get hurt.
The all-out effort to capture Ed finally came to an end in a field. A private chopper spotted him with an infrared camera.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
They're about to throw a net.
Wow.
First, they dropped a net over Ed, restricting his movement.
Wow, they did that with a helicopter.
Wow,
holy
that's
cow.
Awesome.
And it's like a private? Like, who has this safari copter in Nashville?
Dude, that's like Airwolf.
Yeah. Except if you built Airwolf in your backyard.
Yeah.
Then a brave volunteer ran over and actually grabbed Ed by the tail. Once the net was secured, Ed found himself flying through the air.
Okay, so that's why they airlifted the zebra, because he was captured by a helicopterist.
And turning with his legs dangling. What a sight to behold. When he was lowered to the ground, Ed was ready
to be... Steve, that's basically you next week when you skydive. Dangling little legs.
Yeah!
Ed was ready to be transported to a temporary home. And here he is today, no doubt wondering... Where in the world am I?
We just want him to be in an environment that's, you know, good and safe for him.
Like his natural
and
environment.
With you.
Rutherford County, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah, with you.
He's going to be making an appearance at the Jack Daniels factory next week.
Yeah.
He's the spokes zebra for new Jack Stripe.
Spokes donkey.
Yeah.
It's a zebra, man.
He's a donkey with stripes.
It could be a donkey they painted. I don't know that
could
couple.
Be.
Yeah, I don't know them.
I don't know them. Maybe they're as unprofessional as I am.
Sketchy.
Zebras look a lot sturdier than I thought, though. When they were showing...
Kind of buff.
Yeah, next to when he was running along the highway. Mm-hmm. Dang, he's thick.
Like 3 C's?
At least 2.
So many C's.